And for those that haven't met me yet, I'm Bishop Lewis Kinnam, and I'm the Bishop of the Diocese of Biloxi. And those that haven't met, Bishop Joseph Kopasz is the Bishop of the Diocese of Jackson. So we are the Mississippi Conference together. Well done. Also, we're going to keep singing that psalm refrain until everybody is singing, so hang in there, okay? Hang in there. So as we enter into the Word of God, and we first hear the prophet Jeremiah, and he's talking about the law of God really being burned into our hearts, and that is the new covenant which is formed with us in a very special way. And of course, as we know, the new covenant happens with Jesus. But the covenant he's talking about in this particular moment is God saying to us that God will be our God and we will be God's people. I mean, that's where we begin. We are God's people. And so we sing. Create a clean heart. So as we take that to heart, we hear in the letter to the Hebrews that Jesus learned obedience through suffering. And I have to admit, every time I read that line, I am just absolutely in awe and pause at the same time. Jesus, in a very real way, obedience meaning listening to God, and so that he was able to listen to God such in his suffering that he knew God's plan for him, which was on the cross. And so the invitation for us with this new covenant is that we lay aside our plans and we take on God's plans for us. That's what actually the prayer, the penance, the sacrifice, the almsgiving is all about during Lent. It's about facing the fact that it's about God and it's about God's plan in our lives. And so we sing. Create a clean heart, a clean heart in me, O God. And that prepares us to enter into the Gospel of John. And Jesus is speaking to some priests of the temple, and he goes into the parable of the wheat. And that one also gives me pause, because he says quite directly, unless the grain of wheat dies, it cannot become the kind of fruit and bear the kind of fruit it needs to die. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. And so let's bring it home in terms of our who we are. All of our financial departments, all of the work that we do in our finances, the work we do for our budgets, the work we do to help our parishes to work out their own financial circumstances, all of those, we have a lot of stuff happening. And I know you know, you've never really lived until you've been chewed out by one of the pastors. And both Bishop Kopasz and I can vouch that we both have advanced degrees in those kind of moments. Yet, unless the grain of wheat dies, it cannot change and become the kind of wheat that it needs to be. And so that's actually part of what Jesus was living as he was among us. He saw his death coming. He saw it. He knew. He knew clearly. And yet he chose to give his life for us. Now that's the first one to go, man, what a statement of love that is. But it's also an invitation to each of us to lay our lives down for the folks we minister to. And if you're simply doing, and I want to say simply, if you're doing the checks, you're the most special person in the building. People love you. But whatever it is, the work you're doing, whatever it is, the invitation is still there for us to lay our lives down for the people that we are serving. We may not know them directly, but that is the invitation. And so we sing. Create a clean heart. So part of the invitation I'm giving you for this week especially is that we really enter into the prayer, the penance, the sacrifice, and the almsgiving, but in the spirit of our work, in the spirit of what we do for the church. And so, if you haven't prayed over those checks that you're running through the computer, pray over them. If you haven't prayed over those budgets that you're auditing, pray over it. And there's some budgets you need to really hit with holy water also. Okay? If you haven't prayed for the people, especially that you work with or that you affect by what you do in the finance departments or in the development offices, pray for them. And pray for them by name if you know their names. Really lift up to them. Bishop Encopaz and I both pray for you regularly. And sometimes we have to reach for holy water, yes, sometimes. But it's really a moment for us to enter into the love of Jesus Christ. That as he died on the cross for us, we may image that. Through our development offices, through our finance offices, through the ministry we do, because it is ministry in the end. And so we sing.